morning. Today, our holiday pageant celebrates winter holidays from all over the world. In our preschool through junior high classrooms, we explore world religions and their many celebrations. There's another theme woven throughout the morning. See if you can figure it out. So our 12 Days of Winter begins with a song which follows the tune of the 12 Days of Christmas. We'll need your help to sing it throughout the pageant, so let's start with the first verse. You'll find all the verses in the middle insert in your order of service. Please open it up like this and see where the magic words reside. Okay, you ready? On the first day of winter, my true love breathed the light, while the flame of the chalice burns bright.
Around the world, different ethnic and religious groups use the winter holidays to affirm their faith in light, love, and one another.
As Unitarian Universalists, we see each of these celebrations as an opportunity to expand our knowledge of the world, broaden our spiritual experience, and expand our knowledge of other cultures. And we try to incorporate the lessons we learn from them into our own lives.
So we begin in Japan with Shinto, the oldest of the Japanese religions, and the sun goddess, Amaterasu. To call upon the goddess, please join in singing verse 2 of our song in your insert.
On the second day of winter, we celebrate the light.
I am the sun goddess. It is my duty to illuminate the world to ensure the fertility of the rice fields. I love what I do, bringing light and sustenance to my people, but my brother is mean and picks on me, and it makes it hard to remain bright and full of light.
Amaterasu, you're a terrible goddess. The rice fields still die, and you're not even that bright.
Leave me be, little brother. Let me do my work.
Amma's dark and cold. Amma's dark and cold.
Oh, enough. Please stop teasing me.
The teasing by her brother got so bad that Amaterasu hid in a cave of heaven and closed the entrance with an enormous stone. This made the whole world dark. And evil spirits came out of their hiding places. Many gods and goddesses came to the entrance of her cave and begged for Amaterasu to come out.
But her grief was so great that she could not be moved by their pleas. So there was no sun, and the rice fields lay dying in the endless night while the people starved. Finally, Izumi, the goddess of laughter, came out with a plan. The gods placed a large mirror in front of the entrance to the cave and hung jewels from the trees, while Izumi began to dance, accompanied by beautiful music.
The gods and goddesses made a happy ruckus.
That beautiful music and happy noise. Oh, look at that beautiful goddess. Oh, that's me. I am brilliant after all.
She was so dazzled by her own brilliant reflection in the mirror that she came out to see what was what. She was, after all, the prettiest girl in her school. The gods quickly sealed the entrance to the cave so that she could not return. Thank you, Izumi. And light once more shone upon the earth.
Festivities in Japan happen on December 21st, the winter solstice, and celebrate her coming out of the cave. The god Why can't I ever say that?
Amaterasu.
Thank you so much. Amaterasu and Izume, I can say that one, teach us about the healing power of laughter and dance and remind us that we can often find healing and wisdom in humor. Join us for the next verse of our song as we move on to the third day of winter. Please open your orders of service and find it in that center. You might as well just keep it open to that. Yeah.
On the third day of winter, we celebrate the life with three Yule logs, two Shinto gods, while the flame of our chalice burns bright.
For pagans, the winter solstice this year on December 21st is an important day. It is the shortest, darkest day of the year.
The sun seems to be weak, even dying, and we fear that winter will last forever. But for the pagans, this is a happy occasion.
Many pagans celebrate Yule. The word Yule comes from the old Anglo-Saxon word jol, meaning yoke or wheel. At Yuletide, the sun is caught at its lowest point in the sky.
Do not fear the dark. Tonight we celebrate the darkness, and we remember that the light and warmth will return again. But we still honor the dark and its value in balance with the light and as a symbol of balance in all our lives. We celebrate rebirth, new growth, and the survival of light in the darkness.
Nobody?
What about the Yule log?
What about the Yule log? In Eastern Europe, the Yule log symbolized the burning away of the old year. People used to burn it for 6 to 12 days throughout the season. Some people saved a piece of it for good luck and used that piece to light the new log each year. Since most homes were heated by fireplaces, the Christmas season was said to last for as long as the Yule log burned. We bring a log for the warmth of the season.
Now we head back to the Far East to celebrate Bodhi Day, the fourth day of winter. Let's sing again verse 4.
On December 8th, Buddhists celebrate Bodhi Day as the day when Prince Gautama achieved enlightenment.
I have many questions and so few answers. I want to discover the root of human suffering and how we might free ourselves from that suffering. I have so many questions and so few answers. I'm glad they arrive from nowhere occasionally. I want to discover the root of human suffering and how we might free ourselves from that suffering. My, what a beautiful tree. Perhaps if I sit here for a while and meditate, the answers will become clearer.
Wow. Achieving enlightenment.
There it is.
He must have sat there a really long time.
It was a long time, but it only felt like minutes. That's the power of meditation. Many things were revealed to me under that tree, like the Four Noble Truths. They are, human life is full of suffering. The cause of suffering is greed.
Ah!
is an end of suffering. I told you. And the way to end the suffering is to follow the Eightfold Path. This way. The eight steps are right understanding, right action, right speech, right work, right effort, right mindfulness, and right meditation.
Let's all take a moment to practice that eighth step of Buddhist teachings. Would you please join me in the spirit of prayer and meditation?
Dear gods and goddesses, spirit of life and love, bless us on this beautiful Idaho day as we celebrate and honor the darkness of the season as a time for us to reflect, look inward, and nourish and replenish our souls for a new year and the coming light.
Grant us wisdom and courage to see the worth and dignity of our brothers and sisters around the globe who celebrate many different traditions and whose stories have something to teach us.
We give thanks to our family, our friends, our community. We remember that this is a season of giving gifts, not just gifts, but giving something of ourselves, our love or joy to those around us, especially to those in need.
And we know that there are many around us and among us in need. This is the time of the year when we also reflect upon our family, our friends, our community, our world, and hold those who are in need, those who are hurting, those who are suffering in our hearts. If you are holding someone in your heart this morning, I invite you to call out that name into this circle of care and compassion. And now we move on to the fifth day of winter. Let's welcome that with the next verse of our song. Remember, this part sounds like the five golden rings part. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Did you know that only half the Earth celebrates the winter in December? The winter solstice, sorry, in December? In Peru, the solstice is celebrated in June. Because in the southern hemisphere, the seasons are reversed and the toilet water spins around the other way.
Huh?
Or does it? I don't know, Wikipedia.
Okay,
prior to the arrival of the Spaniards, the Inti Raymi celebration was the Incan Empire's most important celebration.
I am the sun god.
We worship you for your light.
Yes, you do. I bring you the light of the sun, that your crops may grow and your harvest be bountiful.
We worship you for your power.
But wait, the darkness has grown and the sun god is leaving us. We must do something. We must get him to stay so our crops do not die.
A celebration, a festival. Let us show him our devotion and he will rise again.
To our one and only God of light, we kindle this sacred fire, offer this sacred tree to Dihora and one of our finest animals.
They implored and begged him to stay so the empire would not be overcome with famine. The festival of Inti Raymi, which in Quechua means resurrection of the sun, was held every year in Cusco, the heart of the Incan Empire. On the eve of the celebration, the people of the empire gathered in the square for a night of prayer, reflection, and expectation. In the morning, the people then greeted the sun's first rays by holding their palms up toward the sun. It worked. Our festival worked.
We love you, Inky.
And now it's time to sing again. Please join us in verse 6 of our song.
Actually, there were a number of ways we could have said that. We could have sung 6 Lucia candles or 6 Lucicot cookies, my personal favorite. I just wanted to hear all of you in your fine Sunday clothes say lingonberry.
Today is my favorite day, Santa Lucia Day, just after the longest, darkest night of winter. It means the Christmas season is finally here. Are you ready, Elsa?
Why does it always have to be me?
Elsa, you are the eldest daughter. It's our tradition. You know that, silly.
I suppose it's an honor to represent our Lady Santa Lucia and light a candle in her honor.
Here is your crown of candles and lingonberry twigs, the evergreen which symbolizes new life during a bleak winter.
And the red sash. Will you tie it? But we're forgetting something.
Lucicot, the saffron buns.
Lucia Day, also known as St. Lucy's Day, celebrated on December 13th, ranks among the most important days on the Swedish calendar. It honors a young Swedish girl martyred in ancient Rome who is always portrayed with her head encircled by a halo of lights. For many Scandinavians, Lucia Day marks the gateway to the Christmas season.
Today in Scandinavia, the oldest daughter represents St. Lucia. Visits are made to parents, neighbors, teachers, and friends. Many young women go to hospitals and homes for the aged. Lighted candles are everywhere, reminding people that the sun is coming back. As the oldest daughters of our community, our senior high young women and their friends represent St. Lucia, and with the help of their senior high brother, bring us sweet cookies and remind us that the light will return.
Here we are at the seventh day of winter. So with your mouths full of cookies, do the best you can in joining us for verse 7.
Rooted in an ancient history and culture, Kwanzaa developed as a flourishing branch of African-American life and struggle and is based upon ancient African traditions.
Kwanzaa was established in 1966 in the midst of the Black Freedom Movement and thus reflects the movement's concern for cultural grounding in thought and practice.
Mom, why do people celebrate Kwanzaa?
It's important to learn about other cultures because that awareness builds bridges between people. We celebrate because this holiday reminds African Americans of who they are and where they come from, where their ancestors come from. It celebrates their shared history as people and focuses on the values of community and family with its seven principles.
Hey, we learned about the seven principles at our church.
Yes, you did. Unitarian Universalists also affirm seven principles, but Kwanzaas are a little different. They come from Swahili culture. Do you remember what some of them are?
Unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith.
Very good. You must have been studying. On each day of Kwanzaa, one of these principles is celebrated, and we light a candle in the Kanara. And did you know that we have a Kwanzaa hymn in our UU Gray hymnal? Please rise in body or spirit as we sing hymn number 147, When All the People on This Earth.
And we are at the eighth day of winter, from the seven principles of Kwanzaa to 8 days of Hanukkah. Let's sing verse 8 of our song. The Jewish observance of Hanukkah is celebrated in order to remember the liberation of the temple in Jerusalem. It celebrates the ancient miracle that occurred when the oil lamp in the temple was lit with just a small amount of oil, only enough for one day, and yet it continued to burn for 8 days.
Maybe it was a hybrid.
Aye, hybrid, schmybrid. A little extra oil? Not much of a miracle, son, but the Red Sea, that was a miracle. So, go spin the dreidel, dance the hora, light the menorah. Let the joy of Hanukkah begin.
One candle for each day of Hanukkah, and we get to open one present, too.
Yes, there are gifts for Hanukkah, but that's not the most important thing. It celebrates light that gave our ancestors hope, and which give us hope today. And in every Jewish family, there should be an honored bubba, a grandmother. And so we are honoring you today.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Elachenu Melech Alam, Asher Kitchenu B'mitzvotzav, V'tzivonu L'chad Nikneh, Shel Shabbat, Shel Chanukah.
On the ninth day of winter, we celebrate the light with 9 holly pins, 8 Hanukkah candles, 7 days of Kwanzaa, 6 lingonberries, 3 Turing-Tube, 4 noble truths, 3 Yule logs, 2 Shinto gods, full of flame, who our chalice burns bright.
Diwali, the Indian festival of life, marks the beginning of the new year and symbolizes a renewal of life.
You seem to have a theme emerging here.
Diwali is celebrated by many religions in India. It is important to Hindus, Jains, and Sikhs. Each of these religions celebrates it in its own way and has its own ideas about the meaning of Diwali.
In North India, Diwali celebrates Rama's homecoming, as told in the Ramayana, an ancient Indian epic poem. Rama had been banished by his father in order to honor an oath of Rama's stepmother, who wanted her own son to be king. His wife and brother follow him into exile.
It is good to be home, Sita and Lakshmana. 14 years of banishment is far too long.
And look, a festival in our honor, a hero's welcome. Look at all the lights. The diyas make a beautiful glow.
And now you have your rightful place as king.
Long live Lord Rama! Hail Lord Rama!
In southern India, Diwali honors Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, and she dances. It celebrates the liberation by Krishna and his wife Lakshmi and of thousands of women who had been held by a demon named Narkasura. The festival is celebrated for 3 to 5 days, with each day honoring a mythological hero. Dance, Lakshmi, dance.
Today, Diwali is an occasion for enjoyment. Houses are decorated with rangoli patterns made of colorful rice flour, including motifs of my feet and lotus flowers. People wear new clothes and give sweets to each other. In my town, mothers and grandmothers give everyone in the family a hot oil bath, which is followed by a large festive breakfast. Hopefully not too hot, though.
I enjoy the firecrackers lit before sunrise and the people praying in the temples. In every home, palace, and place of business, windows, doors, courtyards, and porches are lit up with an earthen glow. The diyas.
As you can see, there are almost as many meanings for Diwali as there are people experiencing it. They all have one thing in common, however. They celebrate the victory of good over evil. And it is with each Diwali and the lights that illuminate our homes and hearts that this simple truth finds new reason and hope.
Now it's time to go to China.
Oh, I've always wanted to go there.
Oh, good. We'll sing our verse first.
Verse 10.
On the 10th day of Christmas, celebrate the light. The 10 good luck wishes, 9 Bali lips, 8 Hanukkah candles, 7 fingers, 6 fingerberries, winter in June. 4 noble Jews, 3 nobles, 2 Shinto gods, while the flame of our chalice burns strong.
Every winter for over 2,000 years, people in China have celebrated the beginning of their new year. This holiday signifies renewal and turning over a new leaf and stresses the importance of family ties.
This is a time for visiting with relatives and friends, fireworks, parades, and lots of good food. New Year's traditions include cleaning and decorating the house with live plants and flowers, which symbolize rebirth.
The cleaning part is kind of a drag, but my favorite part of the celebration is exchanging oranges and tangerines.
Which represents abundant happiness, good luck, and wealth.
If we're lucky, we'll get light sea envelopes and good luck money wrapped in little red envelopes.
The holiday lasts for 15 days, and on the very last day is the Feast of Lanterns. On the final night, people will carry colorful lanterns in the streets and walk in a parade. At the front of the parade is a giant dragon representing strength to bring back the sun.
Well, that brings us to the end of our pageant. Today we have celebrated all the winter holidays.
Hey, wait a minute. What about Christmas?
Okay. Well, we've done a lot of stories and things about Christmas before. We figured people knew all about it. Plus, Miracle on 34th Street is playing at Edwards tonight through Wednesday.
No way. There's probably a lot of people here who have never even seen it. And that's about Santa Claus and the spirit of Christmas, not Christmas. How many people here want to hear about Christmas?
Well, if you insist, but we should begin with our song, verse 11.
On the 11th day of winter, we celebrate the light. Nine the Bali lamps, 8 Hanukkah candles, 7 days of Kwanzaa, 6 slinging, 5 touring shoes. present, O God, while the flame of our chalice burns bright.
You all know this ancient story. We traveled to Bethlehem with Mary and Joseph, where they were forced to go to register for their taxes. This meant a long journey. And when they got to Bethlehem, there was no room at the inn for them.
What are we going to do, Joseph? I don't think I can go much farther.
I'm not lost, I swear. No, I don't need to ask for directions. Let me ask this innkeeper again. Pardon me. Are you sure there's no room at the inn? We need a place to sleep.
You can have the stable, I suppose, but it's full of animals. They're friendly beasts, though.
Before long, Mary gave birth to a fine young son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger.
Far into the night, Mary and Joseph watched over their newborn baby, their hearts filled with peace and joy.
Meanwhile, back at the stable, shepherds and their sheep and deer came to visit, following directions from choirs of angels. There she
goes. Glory to God in the highest, of peace and goodwill among men.
Following my glorious light, royalty from around the world traveled to see the newborn king. They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I brought him gold.
I brought him frankincense.
Nice. <Yeah. laughs>
There you go with expensive again. Don't you think gold is a bit much? Well, you're trying to make me look bad.
Well, what did you bring him?
Oy, 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 I brought myrrh in a very nice gift basket, I might add.
Myrrh. What? Myrrh can be a nice gift. I've given myrrh before. I mean, in fact, didn't I give you a nice myrrh gift basket for you and Mary's anniversary? I don't believe it. You re-gifted the King of Kings.
No, so what?
It's the Son of God.
Well, you're giving him frankincense.
Yeah. They're in the stable. I thought it might freshen up the joint. Besides, it represents his divinity and priesthood.
And gold represents his kingship. And I thought maybe they could afford a nice room at the inn.
But there is no room at the inn. If there were room, there wouldn't be a stable. Wise man, my tochas.
Okay, wise guy. What's the myrrh for?
Myrrh.
Oy, oy, oy. It's a spice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a spice or balm used in preparing bodies for burial. It represents the Lord's atoning death.
Nice.
Do you even hear the words as they're coming out of your mouth?
So, what should one give to the Son of God?
The wise men, the wisest men, may have also brought myrrh to the baby for another reason. It was used as a salve for skin irritations. It might have been used for diaper rash.
Traditional Christian churches celebrate Christmas as a season of the church year, not just one day. The season of Christmas begins with the first Sunday of Advent, and it concludes with Epiphany. The one or two Sundays between Christmas Day and Epiphany are sometimes called Christmastide. Epiphany is also the climax of the entire Christmas season and the 12 days of Christmas.
Let's sing our song one final time for our 12th day, Christmas.
On the 12th day of winter, we celebrate the light. With 12 days of Christmas, love, friendly beasts, 10. Good luck, wishes, 9, holly, lambs, kid, Hanukkah, candles, 7 days of winter, 6, swinging bears, winter in June. 4 noble truths, 3 logs, 2 shins of gods, while the flame of our chalice burns bright.
As Unitarian Universalists, we affirm and value all of these winter celebrations and more. For us, Christmas can have as many meanings and practices as the word God.
And I think we can all agree that there are a few universal themes we've been hearing today that can hold meaning for all of us. The value of family, the reverence of darkness and celebration of light, the time for peace and love and
joy! Okay, for all of you who have joined us for this first time at Christmas. This is my first time too, so that's about as close to indoctrination as we get as Unitarian Universalists. I want to invite you to rise in joy in body and spirit and join the hand of your neighbor for our benediction. From ancient times to our times, from far away places to our own homes and our own joyful traditions, from the realm of miracles to the realm of the everyday, the spirit of light shines forth in this season to remind us that there is more that connects us to one another than separates us. We extinguish the flame of our chalice, but carry with us the light of love, the light of justice, the lights of the season, connecting us each to all. Go in peace, go in joy. Blessed be.